This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge in November issued a preliminary injunction to temporarily block a Louisiana law requiring classrooms to display the Ten Commandments. The judge said the law is unconstitutional on its face, and plaintiffs are likely to win their case with claims that the law violates the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The ruling marks a win for opponents of the law, who argue that it is a violation of the separation of church and state, and that the poster-sized display of the Ten Commandments would isolate students, especially those who are not Christian. U.S. District Judge John DeGravalis in Baton Rouge issued the order in an ongoing lawsuit filed by a group of parents of Louisiana public school children. They say that the legislation violates First Amendment language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. The new law in Louisiana is one of the latest pushes by conservatives to incorporate religion into classrooms. From Florida legislation allowing school districts to have volunteer chaplains to counsel students, to Oklahoma's top education official ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons. In recent years, similar bills requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in classrooms have been proposed in other states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Utah. But with threats of legal battles over the constitutionality of such measures, none have gone into effect. In 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that a similar Kentucky law was unconstitutional and violated the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which says that Congress can make no law respecting an establishment of religion. The High Court found that the law had no secular purpose, but rather served a plainly religious purpose. A Montana state investigator has found that Republican Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson discriminated against a former elections official in Cascade County. Jacobson emailed Cascade County commissioners disparaging elections official Rena Fontana Moore for the elections administrator position. Jacobson urged the commissioners not to hire Moore, a Democrat, or any member of her administration. Moore ran elections for 16 years as the county's clerk and recorder, but the day after Jacobson's email, commissioners hired someone else. An investigator from the Montana Department of Labor and Industries Human Rights Bureau recently concluded that reasonable cause existed to support Moore's allegation of political discrimination. Moore and her longtime election manager, Lynn DeRoche, had been up for appointment by Cascade County commissioners for the elections administrator jobs, but the email from the Republican Montana Secretary of State swayed them otherwise. The email read in part, "Please do not hire Ms. Moore or a member of her administration as Cascade County's election administrator," Jacobson said. The Montana Human Rights Bureau investigator determined that Jacobson discriminated against Moore based on political belief and took the extraordinary action of interfering with the county's appointment of its elections officials. This isn't the first time that the Republican Jacobson has run afoul of precedent, rules, and laws on elections. Even in the most recent election, Jacobson continued to press for added voter requirements deemed unconstitutional by the Montana Supreme Court. The discrimination cost the county too, literally. Cascade County commissioners voted to settle the case brought by Moore for $52,000. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.